he certainly will be.
School building.
Contemporary radio drama with a revisionist twist. This is Radio Coat. The Fishcake Murders, or Feline, or Telling the Truth. Written and directed by Cameron Fife. Live from Radio Coat 24-Hour Newsroom, January 18th, 2014.
Just horrible. How can people do things like this? 3 years old!
They're not people.
It breaks my heart murdering a child.
Well, don't let it show. We have a job to do. Can't have you sapping up all over the scene.
Aye.
I mean it. You're not going to break down, are you? Am I going to have to send you home?
Oh, I'll be fine. If we catch the person who did it, they'd better hope I don't get to them first.
I told you, whoever did this is no person.
Well, here we are. Who are we looking for?
Grant Fletcher. He owns the pub. The body was found in the dumpster out back.
Is he a suspect?
Everyone's a suspect.
Hello, welcome. I'm Grant Fletcher.
Hello, Mr. Fletcher. I'm Detective Trotter. This is Detective Logan.
Aye.
We've all met. Let's get to it.
My point is the crash this morning. Opened the dumpster, saw the body. Screen could be heard in Glasgow.
How long has Ethan worked for you?
2 years.
Any suspicious behaviour ever?
Aye. He steals me fish cakes.
Fish cakes?
Aye. At the end of the day, there are always a few fish cakes missing. I never really see him take one, but I know it's him. I just know it, the bastard.
I see. Well, I'm sorry that your fish cakes have gone missing, but I meant suspicious as in, could he have possibly killed a 3-year-old child?
You might as well have stealing me fish cakes.
Okay, well, can we talk to him?
Ethan, get your ass over here.
The cops want to talk to me, do they? Just a few questions, Ethan.
Answer the man.
He hasn't asked me anything.
You no good lying,
Ethan,
son of a bitch.
Ethan, tell me what you saw this morning.
I was taking the trash out as I do every morning. Why don't you take the trash out at night? Excuse me? Why don't you take the trash out at night? Seems to me leaving a stinking trash bag overnight would attract animals. Don't most places take the garbage out at night? The fuck should I know? I don't work at other places, I work at this one. Yeah, sorry I asked.
You're taking the trash out as you do?
Yes.
What?
I walked into the dumpster and saw this wee body. I screamed. We heard. Screamed too. I'm sure I would've. You would've!
Okay, you screamed.
Then I told Fletcher, and here we are.
Had there been anybody shady hanging about? Anyone you'd think might be capable of this kind of thing?
Well, no. This pub is full of old, docile drunks. Same ones every night. And afternoons, too, the serious drinkers. Any of the regulars here today? Yes. over there. That's Mr. Burnett. He tips well, but smells awful, like he gave up showering the day he retired. And Miss Wallace always has 9 or 10 cats following her wherever she goes. And Mr. Monroe, he takes shots of ginger ale and chases them with whiskey.
Thank you, Ethan.
And Miss Lockhart eats ice cream every time.
Okay, that's enough, Ethan. We're going to speak with some of the customers, if you don't mind.
Good luck. I hope you find the bastard.
Actually, Ethan, one more question. Do you live on your own?
No, I live with my mom. Saving up for my own place. Can't bring girls over, but I stay fed and don't pay rent, so it evens out.
Great. Thank you. Someone here must know something.
You really think a bunch of old drunks can give us answers?
Aye, I do. If they're leaving this place every night, one of them has to have seen something.
Right over here. Why, thank you, Mr. Fletcher. Detective Trotter, Logan, I'm Officer Stewart. I have the coroner's report on the body.
Let's see it.
The child died from a gash to the neck. Scratches all over the body. The trunk's missing from parts of his body. Seems to have been a struggle.
Oh, gruesome.
Thank you, officer. Can you bring Mr. Fletcher back over here?
Yes. What?
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 I.
What do you think?
If this happened outside the door, Fletcher must have known something. Mr. Fletcher!
Aye.
Mr. Fletcher, do you have children?
My own, no. But sometimes street kids come around and I give them leftover food. My way of giving back to the community.
Could the boy that was found be one of those kids?
I suppose. I didn't get a look at his face.
When?
When what?
When you sliced his throat and threw him in the dumpster.
You think it was me, do you?
Aye!
No one thinks anything, Mr. Fletcher. We're simply trying to put together the clues, and right now you're the only suspect.
Well, think again. I went home early last night. Ask Ethan.
You said Ethan is a liar.
He is. He did me fish cakes.
Okay. We'll talk to Ethan, but Mr. Fletcher, you stay close.
Aye.
Excuse me, ma'am. Could we have a word with you? Of course, love. Is this about the boy? Very sad. Yes, were you here late last night? I was, right up until closing. Hush, you, I'm speaking with an officer of the law. Detective, actually. What's that, love? I'm not an officer.
Does your cat need something?
No, he's fine, just saying hello. Of course, if you had some stovies in your pocket, you might have made a friend.
What's that now?
Just saying, my boys are always hungry, can't get enough to eat.
Well, why don't you leave them at home?
They just tear up the place. Nasty little fellas, if you don't give them exactly what they want. Stronger than they look, too. Can I go back to my tea? You're drinking red wine. A good detective.
Well, that was no help.
Mr. Fletcher.
I didn't do it.
Can I try one of your delicious fish cakes?
You gonna pay for it?
Aye.
And I'll have a bite.
Logan!
What? You're eating fish cakes?
Hey, eating lunch, not drinking it.
Here you go. One fish cake.
Thank you. And can I ask any fish cakes missing?
Not yet.
Oh, you want some of my fish cake, do you?
I'd like some, if you're offering.
I'm not. I'm seeing something.
Why are you moving the table?
I tell you, if you help me, this bastard's heavy!
Well?
Experiment. Here, take the fish cake and slide it underneath.
Have you lost it completely?
Just do what I say.
What the fuck was the point of that? You had to know they'd get to it.
Exactly. And I know who the killer is now, too. Fish cakes have been missing, but it couldn't have been Ethan. He's well fed at home and wouldn't need the extra food. Fletcher said he feeds homeless boys. They must sneak in and steal food when he's not looking. With the trash being left full at night, Mrs. Wallace's cats must have been hanging out in the back trying to get in and get some food. The poor boy must have just come out with a fish cake when he was attacked and killed by the cats.
Then how did he end up in the dumpster?
Did you see those cats move that table? During the struggle, they must have lifted him up and thrown him in.
To cover their tracks.
Aye. Cats are notorious for hiding their tracks.
A classic open and shut case of stray cats murdering a homeless boy for fish cakes and then hiding the body in a dumpster.
Third one this week. Fletcher!
Aye.
You're off the hook. And ease up, Ethan. He's a better employee than you think.
I doubt it. The lying son of
a bitch. Come on, Morgan, let's clock out and go home.
Unit 551, please be advised. Four dead bodies found dismembered and categorically buried under the William Wallace Monument. I repeat, the statue was literally moved out of the way to hide the body parts.
£20 says it's a tabby.
This has been The Fishcake Murders, or Feline, or Telling the Truth. Written and directed by Cameron Fife. Presented by Radio Coat, a project of Co-op Theater East. The cast featured Jack McKean, Carrie Morris, and Michael Pichardo. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. More info on projects from Co-op Theater East at cooptheatereast.org.